And Jack is not here tonight. He had some things going on, so we're filling in for him. But we do have Rocker.
Yes, I'm here.
As always, and as necessary. We can't do a show without Rocker. If he would ever get sick or go on vacation, we'd have to shut down the whole station.
Well, that's unfortunate.
And then our guest tonight in the studio is our superintendent of schools, Mr. Larry Brown. How are you?
Good. Thanks, Neil, for having me.
Yep. Well, thanks for coming. We appreciate it. It was a little short notice. We had somebody cancel and needed somebody, and just so happened it's actually pretty pertinent because we just did the State of the Schools address at the Chili Supper last Friday. So it's good that we have...
Yeah, an opportunity to share a little bit.
Yeah, especially while it's still fresh in your mind, and I'm sure there are several people that wish they could have gotten there and just couldn't, and or forgot about it, or whatever it might be, and so we're going to go through some of that and other things that are going on at the school.
Yeah,
and you may remember that usually we do some sort of trivia thing with Rocker.
I'm game for that, sure.
So we're going to play some songs. We're going to do that in a little bit. We're going to play some songs, and you guys will write down the name of the artist and the name of the song. And on these, I don't think we have to get too exactly particular on the titles. There'll be one from the 50s, one from the 60s, one from the 70s, one from the 80s, and one from the 90s, and they are all very familiar to everybody. But a couple of them will be gimmies, but some of them will be ones that, oh, I know that song, but I can't remember who did it. Can't think of the exact name or something like that. So if you put down lyrics of the song for the title, that doesn't count. So if you get one or the other, that counts as a correct answer. Okay. And the tiebreaker will be if you get both. So last time we did this, we had Rocker got three or four of the tiebreakers, and his opponent only got, I guess that was Mr. Stahl, wasn't it? Only,
yes.
He got one fewer of the tiebreakers than Rocker did. So both of them got every song and or artist, but the tiebreaker was the one that they didn't get.
Sure.
So anyway, we'll see how that all goes. We'll do that a little bit later. I guess let's just take a quick break, and we'll be back with Mr. Brown, and we'll probably start off with Rocker and some of his shenanigans with this day in history and his top 10 list. I don't believe he's told me what that's going to be, but if he did, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it's a surprise.
Okay, that's good. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Rocker, and then we'll talk to Mr. Larry Brown back in just a minute.
Weekends are party time at Brick Street Tavern. We'll bring you great DJs and bands all winter long. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll be having karaoke with RTA. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend and every weekend through the winter. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Jack of Bonanza raffle tickets for the 2020 Win on a Wabash Super Raffle are on sale now at only $50 each. Each ticket gets you a chance to win a 2020 Dodge Challenger Hemi or one of 105 other cash prizes, including a grand prize of $75,000 cash. Each ticket also gets you one entry wristband into the event of the year, the WOW Raffle, to be held on August 28th and 29th at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery. A full list of details on the event and raffle, as well as a list of businesses selling Blue Jacket raffle tickets, can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Raffle tickets can also be purchased directly through our website. Only 4,000 tickets are being sold for the Blue Jacket Bonanza Raffle, and with a limited number of those tickets remaining, be sure to get yours before they're gone.
And we're back on Insight with Superintendent Larry Brown. And in a little bit, we'll be going over the State of the Schools address that they had last Friday. And if you do want to follow along, you can go on Facebook, on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Local Schools. And I'm going to say four or five posts down on February 3rd. It's on there. All you have to do is click on the link.
Yeah, it's a PDF version of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And everything comes up, and you can kind of follow along and kind of see what he's talking about. A lot of, he won't read every single word, and some of it is just bullet points, so he might make senses out of just certain small points, but it is a way to kind of follow along with what's going on there and actually see some of the things that he's talking about. So, again, that's on the Fort Recovery Local Schools Facebook page. We'll be getting to that in a little bit. But we're going to get to Rocker right now. So what do we have tonight, Rocker?
Although on this day, which you were all used to, 1938, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs premieres. I believe that went well for old Walt.
Yes, I think it did. I believe that he might still have some business going, even though he's passed away. I think his legacy still lives on a little bit.
He's a little on ice these days, supposedly.
Oh, is that a reference to the new Snow movies with frozen people? Is that what you're...
Yeah, I've been waiting for him to pop up in those movies by accident.
Well, there's at least one song from Snow White that people all know. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go.
That was about him?
No, that wasn't about him at all. But that was the Seven Dwarfs sang that about going to work. So, you know...
1959, U.S. population reaches 200 million people.
69?
Yes.
Now we're 320, I think, or more. 350, maybe.
50 plus years ago.
Yep, so now we're going to be, 69. So that'd be 50 years ago, and we'll be doing a census this year, and we'll see how that all goes. So,
1994, Byron D. Beckwith is convicted of the killing of civil rights icon Medgar Evers.
Yeah.
Took him a while to do that, apparently.
Yeah, probably.
He had about three or four trials. So, yeah, it's, eventually they got it right.
Yep. Anything else?
Top 10, unless you want to save it for a little while.
No, but we can do that. But we had on this date, something important happened today, 2020.
Oh, yeah. Old President Trump got acquitted.
Yep, so that'll be in a couple of years. That'll be on this date for Rocker.
That was a fresh one.
Yep, so that one's all brand new. So what is your top 10, and how mad am I going to be at you?
Probably not that mad.
Oh, okay.
This is from the vaults.
Oh.
Top 10 celebrity impersonators. Nothing.
Not yet. I'll probably complain about it somewhere along the line. I usually do.
Number 10, Kristen Wiig. Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, but yeah, so I don't remember which ones she did.
Number nine, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, he does a lot of those.
Mainly Willie Nelson, and he's done a few others.
He does Donald Trump a lot now, too.
Number eight, Daryl Hammond. Bill Clinton, mainly.
Oh, yep.
Did a little George W. there for half a second. Number seven is a surprise, probably for most people. Jim Carrey.
I didn't know he did impressions.
Yeah. Every once in a while, but that's why he's number seven.
Oh, okay.
Number six, everybody knows this guy, Will Ferrell.
Yep. So what impressions was he doing?
George W. is mainly his main one.
Yep.
Number five, Tina Fey.
Yep. And who did she do?
Palin, mainly, I think. Yep. I think she's done, I'm sure she's done other ones.
She did Sarah Palin, and when Sarah Palin was introduced as his... John McCain's vice presidential running mate. Everybody said, has to be a joke. That is, they didn't think it was her. They thought it was the Saturday Night Lady.
Yeah. So, here's a number four. Number four is a real funny guy, Frank Caliendo.
Yep, he did a whole bunch. Who are his biggies?
John Madden's his signature one.
That was his go-to. That was his biggie, and he was really good at it.
And now he does a hell of a Morgan Freeman.
Really?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Wow, that would be good.
Basically, he's reading rap lyrics as serious as could possibly be.
Well, maybe if people were to do that more, they probably wouldn't put it on the radio.
Number three is a legend in the business, Frank Gorshin.
Yep.
He most people don't know it, but he played the Riddler.
Yep, I remember that back in on the TV show.
Yeah, the Batman days. Yep.
So back in the 50s, 60s, he was on Ed Sullivan all the time doing, I don't remember who he was doing, all the celebrities and politicians of the day.
He did, his main one was, he always do Kirk Douglas.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Number two, Rich Little.
Rich Little was good.
He did a lot of them, but I think his main one was Nixon.
Yep.
Number one, this is another shocker, Robin Williams.
Okay.
Impressions wasn't his main business, but
yeah.
Every once in a while, if he needed to throw one in, he'd put it in there.
Hmm. I don't think I remember him doing any.
So, yeah.
So, what about Von Mader that did the...
JFK.
The Kennedys.
And then the one...
Von Mader, M-E-A-D-E-R.
Another one I left off the list was John Bynum.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Forgot about him.
Did Ed Sullivan.
Yep, yep, yep.
So that's the top 10 list.
And Mr. Brown, did you have first of all, do you have any
impressions
that you want to do for us?
Well, no, I don't think I'll tackle that one. I do like Larry Davis' version of Bernie Sanders. So
yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. He's that's kind of a gimme too. They with Palin and Sanders, the people are right there. So you didn't say much about Alec Baldwin and Donald Trump.
For probably good reason.
I'm just trying to get you in trouble.
I figured if I did Daryl Hammond and Will Ferrell, that was enough danger.
Yep, yep. So now we get to a little bit of a trivia, music trivia, and we're going to play a song from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, all very popular. Grab your pencils and papers, students. We're going to see who can whoop who on this. So we'll play about 30 seconds or so of a song, and it will be a well-known part of a of a very popular song. So
you want the title or
the title and the artist? You're correct if you get either one.
Okay.
If you get both, that's extra credit, and that might be the difference between who wins and who loses.
You want a tiebreaker?
Yeah, that's the tiebreaker. So, are you ready? This is from the 50s.
I'm ready.
And a very popular song. Look out to Miss Lottie Lanyard and old Lucy Brown. Get that line, boys, on the right babe. Not that Maggie.
Back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Okay. Ready for the 60s? This one's late 60s. And let's just say it's a one-hit wonder, but you'll know the song in an instant.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive,
and the next one from the 70s. You guys ready for the next one?
I think so.
Yes. This will be the 90s. And, that one didn't stop yet. Okay, here we go. This one is the 90s. And, again, another song you've definitely heard. And there are two artists involved. One is listed as the main person. And the other one says it's featuring such and such. But, I think we would take either one, plus the name, if you can do that. So we'll listen to the 90s. Okay, so now, you guys ready? How do you feel about your answers, Mr. Brown?
I have some answers.
Okay. Rocker, how do you feel about yours?
Very good.
I would guess that. I was trying to get some. Mr. Brown's a musician. He played in bands, and I'm thinking, well, there are some songs that he would know. Now, these wouldn't necessarily be ones he would have played.
No, I played one of them. That's about it.
Yep. Yeah. So did you put down the name of your band as the artist?
No, I didn't.
Well, you might have to take that as a correct answer.
It's the one with the famous bass part in it.
So. Oh, okay. Yep. This is the first one.
Look out to me.
Mr. Brown, what did you have as your answer?
I've got the at least the melody of the Shark Bite Shark song by Frank Sinatra, but
nope,
not it.
That is not correct. Mm-hmm. The title and the artist are incorrect.
Okay.
Rocker, did you happen to know this one?
Mac the Knife, Bobby Darin.
Yep. The Bobby Darin is, especially this song, is a very Sinatra-sounding voice.
Yeah.
Or we would have taken the theme from the Three Penny Opera, which is what it's one of the parentheses titles for it, which I didn't figure anybody but me knew. Well, I shouldn't say that. Brad Bupp would know it because he sings it better than Bobby Darin, to be completely honest. So anyway, so we got Rocker with one, Mr. Brown with zero.
Oh, well.
So how you feeling now, Rocker?
Good.
So the 60s.
In the year 2525.
So what's the title, Mr. Brown?
I've got Year 2025 by the Kinks.
2525.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was a one-hit wonder, so it was not the Kinks.
Yeah.
Rocker, who do you think it might be?
Well, the title was pretty much in the song, so
yep.
It was Zager and Evans.
Zager and Evans is correct.
Mm-hmm.
So now we go to the 70s.
You can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your
touch. Mr. Brown?
I Want to Kiss You All Over by Exile.
Okay. Is that that's the one you play?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, what I like about this, as the school principal just said, I want to kiss you all over.
He was saying the name of the song. He wasn't talking directly to you or to me. Maybe Mrs. Brown, but not
well, us. Let's hope so.
Yes. So, did you happen to get the title of the song correct?
Yes. Kiss You All Over.
And did you get the artist?
Yes.
You got Exile?
Exile.
Okay. I thought that one might get you. Wasn't sure if you knew that title because they didn't have many hits. You're not going to do a top 10 Exile list, are you?
No, okay. I don't think so. Okay. I caught enough hack over the Billy Ocean.
Yeah, but that was a request, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, the 80s. Oops, didn't play. Here we go.
She was no like snowflake, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause pain.
Mr. Brown?
Well,
okay, Rocker. Okay.
Well, Centerfold, obviously.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jay Giles Band.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. All right. So that could be the, then we'll go into the 90s. So, Rocker?
I'll let the superintendent go first.
Yeah, the added artist was probably Carlos Santana.
And?
And Let's Forget About It.
Nope. The title is Smooth.
Smooth, okay.
And the listed artist is Santana featuring Rob Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Yep, what's Rob Santana? Thomas, okay. Yeah. Santana had a whole album of collaborations. And they released one or two other ones that were good, but this one was by far the classic. You know, stood the test of time, still gets played every day, 25 years later. So yeah, that was a big one. So, Randy, did you have some of that? All of that?
Yes.
Yes. What?
I had Smooth
and
Santana and Rob Thomas.
Yep. So. Looks like you're undefeated.
Right. We'll shake hands than some of the people.
And
starting this streak.
Yeah. So,
I won't be ripping up any papers.
That's right.
Okay. So, soccer stays more or less undefeated. I think one week we had a tie.
Yeah.
I think, but
the Christmas thing put me down.
Yeah, that was a toughie for you.
And then what was the other week I got taken out by something?
Let's see here.
Did the doctor last week?
Well, I am going to tell you something. She had some help from our host.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, she had a little help from the host. It was a tie, but only because...
Jack dropped the dime on
Jack me. Was, let's just say, not covering up the answers. He had his hand on the paper, but it wasn't covering up the answers. He was pointing to things. So let's take another quick break. We'll come back and talk with Mr. Brown about the state of the schools, anything else we want to throw in there. And we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Drama Club would like to invite you to our upcoming musical, The Lucky Stiff, on February 9th, 2020, in the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditorium at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Hi, my name is Isaac Lefevre, and I play Harry Witherspoon, an English shoe salesman who inherits $6 million from my dead uncle.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Weigel, and I play Rita DiRuzio. I shot his dead uncle.
Hi, my name is Caden Marshall. I play Vincent DiRuzio. My sister blamed me when she shot the dead uncle.
Hi there, I'm Allie Kaiser, and I play Annabelle Glick. I'm a worker for the Universal Dog Home of Brooklyn. My charity needs the dead uncle's money.
Hi, I'm Morgan Limmer, and I play Dominique DiMonaco. I'm a singer, and I have nothing to do with the dead uncle.
Ciao, I'm Seth Fullenkamp. I play Luigi Gaudi. I'm an Italian guy.
And Caleb Beavers plays the dead uncle.
Come out and watch us on February 9th at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the elementary middle school auditoria. Tickets are $8 pre-sale for adults and $5 pre-sale for students, or at the door, $9 adults and $6 students. Contact Mrs. Evers Westcurtis or Mr. Knuth for more ticket info or to purchase tickets. You won't want to miss this.
We are back with Superintendent of Schools, Larry Brown. Rocker, of course. We got his on this date, his top 10, and he was victorious in the trivia contest again.
He's now 2-0 against me.
So. Yeah, well, he hasn't been beaten, so we got tied once, I think, but maybe not.
Now it's back to the usual business.
Yeah, now it's back to the real part. And so, again, we have Superintendent Larry Brown here with us. And so Friday at the Chili Supper, two presentations of the state of the schools. Is that where you want to start? Do you want to have anything else you want to throw in before we kind of get into a little bit of that?
No, and, thank you for being there, too. No, I'd start there, but do want to have a political statement that there's no correlation between the State of the Union and the State of the Schools address.
Except they happened at the beginning of the year.
Same time, right? Yeah.
Just an aside, we did record that presentation with all of the different principals and the treasurer, and that is in our archives. So anybody can go and listen to that. It's about 20, I think it's exactly 20 minutes. And so anybody can go and listen to that, that whole presentation with the various superintendents doing their parts. And again, if you want to follow along with some of these, the slides that they used are on the Fort Recovery Local Schools Facebook page. You can go there now and click on it. And it's about the fourth or fifth post down. Just click on the link there and it'll pop right up and you'll be looking at the Fort Recovery Local Schools State of the Schools address. So I'll let you kind of take over about what highlights and or details you want to.
Well, we had some people that were there. We had a presentation at 5:30 and 6:30, and one of the things that we wanted to attempt to try was try to put it in a venue where there would be more people coming, and so that also caused some challenges with, you know, people coming in and out and the Chili Supper going on, but the whole idea was to try to expose some people to some of the facts and some of the information going on in our schools. So I'll just kind of get started with some of the information that we presented. The admin team is made up of Tony Stahl, has been mentioned tonight, Mrs. Deanna Kanapke, myself, Kelly Toby, and Bill Overless. So we all kind of presented. And we started off by first introducing the board members that were there. So I would like to recognize our board members who put in a lot of time and effort. Mr. Nick Weerkamp is our president. Mr. Greg Lefevre, our vice president. Mrs. Ann Guggenbiller, a member, along with Mr. Don Wendell and Mr. Jake Kanapke. So we appreciate their service. So we started off with a little bit of presentation about the schools as a whole, just some fun facts. Sometimes, you know, that there's a budget of about $10,800,000 is what our annual budget is, and that's general fund and all the grants and federal funding that we get. The district's about 61 square miles, and probably tomorrow morning early on, I'll probably cover some of those 61 yeah. square miles.
I hope you're able to, I think. When it starts to be where you can't, just give everybody a call and say, we're going to hold off for a little bit.
Yeah. So the district has 107 staff members. Of those, 66 are certified, either teachers or administrators, and 41 support staff. At the beginning of the year, we had 931 students, and of those, 39 of them attend half day at the TriStar Career Center. So our district receives most of our support from local revenue state foundation, but we do get some grant funding and some federal dollars that come from the government. The one of the neat things is our school district's food service program is kind of run independently, and a lot of people don't understand that that's not funded through the same dollars, so they pretty much have to be self-sufficient, running through the, mm-hmm. the money that we get from the free and reduced lunch count, which is about 6.6 of our student population, and then the receipts from the purchase of the lunches. So the district hasn't had to ask for a subsidy from the general fund since 2009, so over 11 years of being self-sufficient. So that's unique in our state of Ohio.
Yeah, and I know some schools, their lunch programs, they don't have very good food and they lose money. Mm-hmm. Now, I have heard, I kind of would be real interested to know if this is correct. Is our cafeteria food program allowed to make money? And if they are, what happens to that money?
It just stays in that account. And so that would allow you to maintain lunch prices a little bit longer mm-hmm. than you would normally. So, yep. The funds basically stay there. Or they could purchase, you know, better quality food, in which we do sometimes. And
but that would also make you make more money because it'd be better food,
right? Exactly. So
with that, I'm kind of thinking that if you have food that's really good and you're able to make some money, and you're talking about you could lower the price or something. Now, does the state mandate a certain range of what you're allowed to charge for the food?
They will. The federal government will, at times, they will make a recommendation that you maintain a certain price so that their subsidy is close to what you're charging. Mm-hmm. The subsidy keeps going up and up and up. So
yeah.
You're collecting, for our district, you know, about we collect it from those 6.6 students that are on those lists. So you have to kind of maintain that pricing index. But no, there's not a lot of controls there. Now, where you do have to have the controls, obviously, is with the menu and the food menu restrictions and and all the requirements for nutrition.
Yep.
That have to be in a Class A lunch.
Well, I know
they're doing a wonderful job.
Yeah. The last several years, you know, just there are so many kids that really in high school, elementary, middle school that really like that lunch. And I do a Big Brothers Big Sisters thing, and I go there every couple of weeks. That's really good food.
Yeah, they I really like camp is the supervisor, and she does an outstanding job
of
keeping the program. And I've got here in one of my slides here, they 16,000 lunches each month. So that shows you the kind of count. They're not just serving like 10% of the population.
Yeah,
some days we're close to 85-90% of the students eating a school lunch.
Yeah, that's really good. Because I think it used to be as many as could possibly get out of school and go somewhere else, they were going somewhere else because the food wasn't good to eat. Now it's really good, and with the nutrition rules, you know, it also has to be good for you. So they can't just give them French fries and a cheeseburger with a pile of ketchup every day.
Sure. And our kitchens also have nice salad bars, so the students have some nutritional options that they can eat.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I usually participate in when I'm eating lunch there in the cafeteria.
So we got off on a sidetrack. I'll let you continue.
No,
sorry.
No, you're fine. The district has its own five-star rated preschool program, and so we're proud that we meet all the standards to receive the highest ranking of a five-star rating. The district has the lowest percentage of students with special education identification. It's just slightly under 10%. Some of the other districts in the county are at the 12, 13, 14, 15% range. And just another fun fact, our school buses drive over 450 miles each day, so that's like going to Toronto, or a little bit past Toronto, actually, and each day.
So, how many different buses?
Is that a dozen buses? No, it's not quite that much. 8 and 9 routes.
Oh, okay,
we've got some routes that go to special places. We've got some minibuses going different places. So,
it's kind of hard to specifically say. So, if there's 8. Be 60 miles basically a day, which is that's pretty good for, you know, 30 in the morning, 30 in the afternoon, or
yeah,
you know,
it's one of our drivers drives significant amount of miles each day. So so our facilities, we strive to maintain facilities to the best of our ability. You know, when we look at, we're coming up on the 20th anniversary of the new school. Yeah, so that'll be July of 2020 will be 20 years since its completion, but we try to keep it in the best shape we possibly can. We do have a future development where the boosters are fortunately looking to assist us and enhance the softball field and put a baseball complex together, so it'll be a combined facility. And we'll hear more about that in the next couple months as we start to move forward with
that. That'll be a really nice facility.
Yep. And also in the future, then we're going to add a heated transportation maintenance type of facility over where the bus garage is.
So when there is maintenance to do on a day like today, are they in a, basically in an unheated garage doing that maintenance?
Yeah, with a kind of a temporary heater situation, but
yeah, but in a building that high, you can have heat blowing on you, but you know, 3 feet from there, you can be pretty cold.
It's not ideal, and it does. I mean, there are places that don't have even their buses are outside, so we have a good situation, but we're going to try and make it even better.
Yep, and I think that's kind of the theme of what Fort Recovery Schools is. We have a really good school, good facilities, a good situation. Let's make it better.
Yeah, the administrative assistant Lindsay Reinhardt has been working hard on the communication development of our communication plan, and so we had a complete facelift. Along with Ryan's assistants in our district, and we've enhanced our Facebook, our Twitter, and Instagram, and now we're starting to branch out at each of the individual buildings and starting to do some more things with that. Recently, I wanted to really share that our board had a consultant come in. He's a former board member, and he's the Ohio School Board Association consultant. His name's Steve Horton. He came in last Monday, the 27th, I believe, and met with our board, and they talked for about 3 hours, and some of the communication needs of working collectively as a board of education, how the superintendent, treasurer, and the board function together in a kind of a triangle situation as far as communication. And we had some good discussions on where we're headed. And one of the things that came out of that was, pleased to hear, was the willingness of the board to do a long-range plan and have develop a long-range plan for our school district. So I'd like to come back once we start the development of that and share where we are.
Anytime that you have something that you want us to help you get out there,
thank you.
We are very, very happy to do that. If it's short-term notice, we may already have a guest with a time that's pertinent to theirs, but most of the time we can kind of move people around and do it on a different week if something comes up. So we want you to know that we're always wanting to get that information out there, and people do like to hear it.
Yeah, well, we sure.
And even if they're not listening live, it's in the archives, and they can always go back and listen to it again or over and over to hear more of the details several times.
Sure.
Yep.
So one of the things I did share that evening is that our district does a nice job with the amount of local support that we receive. So I did a comparison and chart, and that's on the website also. Kind of shows where if you take the effective property tax that we pay per student per year and add the income tax that the district pays for each student, then it ends up being about $4,160 per student per year. That's kind of the local support that's provided, not by each taxpayer, but taking all the taxes divided by the number of students, and it's $4,160 beyond that. And then of that, we were the lowest in the county in comparison. So St. Henry's slightly higher than that. Coldwater, $4,476. Marion Local, $4,515. Surprisingly, Parkway, their local contributors contribute $5,788 per student, and the highest Salina, over $6,000. So the value that our taxpayers are getting for education of each student is evident, being the lowest of the district. And then I also added a high range district for the taxpayers in Solon contribute us $13,600, so three times more than the taxpayers in Fort Recovery. So
do you think maybe they get a 3 times better education?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Now, I will say that they do quite well, and they...
Well, and they probably have some things that we don't have, like swimming pools and things like that, but as far as the education value and the extracurriculars, we do very well.
We do very well with what we can provide for the dollars that we do receive, both, and that we do receive state funding also. Now, they don't get a lot of state funding either, because they that's the way the state funding model works. The more district can, the community in which the district is part of, the more they can contribute, the less the state contributes to those things. So a place like Put-in Bay, they don't get, they get maybe like $1,000 from the state.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break. I'll catch my breath. Well, let you catch your breath because you've been doing the talking. And we'll just take a quick little break and be back in just a minute.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day and those we love. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like to think of the people you love all month long and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more. We'd love to help you where we have something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
Wayne Street Market has some great specials for you now through Thursday, February 5th. In the meat department, they have boneless pork chops for $3.69 a pound, ground chuck for $3.69 a pound, boneless skinless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound, and their beautifully trimmed ribeye steaks are just $6.99 a pound. And don't forget that they cater any size of event, and their meat and cheese, veggie, and fruit trays are always available. Also, their big acreage sale is continuing through this week with big savings on over a dozen of your favorite acreage products. Stop in and check out these and other great deals throughout the store on all your favorite items. Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
My name is Connor Rammel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be held Sunday, March 8th, 2020 at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. Also, be sure to pick up nomination forms for Citizen of the Year and Hall of Fame recipient at all banks in town, post office, library, and village hall. Or go on our website, frchamber.org, and fill out the online nomination form. Also, nominations for Business of the Year will be accepted, but online only. See Chamber website for criteria. Deadline for all nominations is February 2nd. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 8th at 5:30 p.m.
And we are back with Superintendent Larry Brown. We were looking at some of the numbers, and again, all of these are available on the Fort Recovery Local Schools Facebook page, and go down about five posts and click on the link, and you can follow along with these slides. We were looking at the money that our school spends per students, and at $4,160 of is what the property tax and income tax costs us. So then we interrupted you to hear from our sponsors. So now we'll let you get back to your...
No, I've got some other financial information. So we, as a district, we kind of track and judge where we are financially as a district by the true month's cash that we have. So right now we're kind of hitting the peak without going out for additional revenue, which we don't want to do at this time. We're going to start peaking because of inflation, because the dollars don't really increase other than the inside millage wage, mm-hmm. and the income tax can be inflationary. There's not a lot of ways for us to get additional revenue. So on the property tax,
if the value, let's say the value of everything in Fort Recovery went up 10%,
the auditor makes an adjustment
so that my taxes don't, my dollar amount doesn't go up. It
could go up in relationship to how other people's property was evaluated during the triannual and the 6 year. So yes, but as a total, the auditor makes an adjustment. That's what the effective millage is. So what you vote in the first time is not what is followed through. So the effective millage is what we're talking about there. So the district has a cash balance that's comfortable. It's well within the limits of the Ohio Department of Education requirements. And so we're going to monitor that and keep monitoring it. But it does show it's going to be about half if we don't have additional revenue by 2024. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that and do the best we can. We've got some consortium things that we try to do to save money. Bus bidding, some of our wellness incentives, our health insurance is a consortium-based thing. And we also do some of our food service purchases, which saves that school lunch program fund. In addition, we share some cooperative busing with St. Henry, Coldwater, Marion Local. We partially transport their kids to certain places, and they do so for us too. And that helps us cut down on our busing costs. Yeah,
probably saves each school district some money.
It's very, very nice arrangement that we work on that cooperatively. And then we have some shared services for preschool and kindergarten students, kindergarten through 12th grade students, as far as some of the special education needs that we have. So we're working to try to do the best we can with the money. I'm kind of, based on time, we're going to kind of go through, obviously we've got three buildings. We've got Kelly Toby, the principal at the pre-K to 5 building. They've got some neat things going on with Indian Pride and some of the things. She has a whole list of activities that we do throughout the year. And that actually reminds me of something I do want to put out. We're putting out an additional Fortside Journal this month in February that's going to have just an overview of all the kind of programs that we have in our schools. So it's just a kind of extra edition that we're putting out. So I thank the high school staff for at least printing it and getting it together. And then we've got Mr. Stahl. He's at the 6th to 8th grade building, and there's lots of Indian Pride things that they're doing. He's got a whole list of activities going on there. And then, of course, Mr. Overlaw at the high school. So just kind of wrap up, if you don't mind. I've just got some of our projects that we're working on. As I mentioned, we don't have a long-range plan right now. The last long-range plan was kind of a 2013 to 2018 plan. So we do have the commitment of our board to enter into some long-range planning. It's not my job to determine what that's going to be. They'll kind of decide that, and we'll have some more discussion on our February board meeting about that. So we're excited to at least get that started. Of course, the development of the new softball and baseball complex, and that challenge. Eventually, we're going to reach a point where the revenue is we're going to hit a deficit spending mode. And it's okay to do that slightly, but if the ratio gets to be where we're spending maybe $800,000 more per year than we're bringing in, that's going to take down the cash balance, and so we'll have to at some point we're going to have to find another way, unless the state of Ohio increases the foundation payments. Mm-hmm. But recently they have not been keeping up necessarily with inflation.
So what causes something like that? You know, we've gone a long time without that, and it seems to be going down. What is the cause of that?
Well,
higher costs, more teachers pay, more food costs, more.
Well, and the food is separate, but the cost of some of the services, especially in some of their special education needs, the salaries do go up as other people's salaries. It appears to be inflationary,
right?
To keep up with the market. Ours are not higher than districts in the area, but those are the costs, and then materials. Instructional materials and licensing fees for software, those kind of things.
Yep.
Automatically.
We have the fire truck's going by here, so we may. I'm looking at my phone to see if I got anything that's telling me what's going on, and I don't. So.
So that's where we'll be keeping a close eye on it.
So what is it when we start getting there and digging into our cash balance savings, I guess I'd call it, what do we do about that?
That's something the board's going to have to decide. Well, we'll have different options, and obviously the treasurer plays an important role in deciding what we might need to do. But we're hoping, you know, that in the next couple of years, we do have some increases in our state foundation payments. And Governor Kasich did several years where there were more than inflationary increases, and then we haven't had anything since his first budget.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that, state putting in more money could solve that problem pretty quickly, and I'm sure that we are very far from the only school that's having anything like this.
Oh yeah, we're in a lot better shape than many are. Yeah. And I will say that eventually, I think the state will hit that maximum on the rainy day fund in the state budget. And once they decide to cut loose some of those rainy day funds, you know, there could be some increases in foundation and other programs, Medicare and other programs in the state of Ohio. So I think
that's a question.
Who
decides the school menus? Is that the school board or is that you guys? Or?
There's certain, no, the school board definitely doesn't get involved in that. We have a food service supervisor who has dietary training. And so we prepare them, but there's certain requirements in each school meal. What needs to be in that school meal. And then you've got to rotate that and make sure that's interesting to the students.
Right.
And, you know, there's certain limits on amount of salt.
Do they still do the pizzas on Friday?
There's pizzas, yeah. There's still have pizza days.
I went on a Thursday and got pizza, and it was really good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
That's one of the high, and the chicken nugget days are popular days.
I haven't had anything bad there yet.
Yeah. So there's a lot of great things that happen here at Fort Recovery Local Schools. The potential is pretty much limitless of where we can head, and that some of those goals that we're going to be working on is going to be great to hear. And I think you've heard from, you know, Kelly at one time and Tony came out. You know, we're a relatively new administrative team, and so we certainly hope that the community knows that we're working together to try to provide the positive and best on-site leadership that we can do for our students. And and so we're excited to continue to do that. And one of my last slides is then, let's not forget why we're here. It's not about the staff, the community in whole. It's the students that are sitting in the classrooms and doing all the extracurricular and co-curricular activities that are going on in our school. And that's what it's all about.
Yep. So let's take one last quick break, and we'll be back, and we'll kind of do a summary of all of that and wrap this up and get ready for Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. And they're going to have a couple of pretty good Ryan Mikesell from the UD Flyers from St. Henry is going to be calling in on Sports Talk. And legendary sports writer Hal McCoy will also be calling in. So it's going to be a really good night on Sports Talk. Back in just a minute.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5 and a quarter. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Here are the basketball games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. It's St. Henry Week, and tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the Lady Redskins, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting the varsity game. On Friday, the boys will travel to St. Henry, and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast of that game. And don't forget about the Shane Long Scholarship Chicken Dinner, served in the St. Henry Commons before the game. On Saturday, it'll be two road trips. The girls will play at Tri-Village with the JV game at noon, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the varsity game. Then our fans will all head north to Lima as the boys will play the really tough Lima Shawnee Indians, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that varsity game. It's St. Henry Week with the Shane Long Dinner before the boys' game, so get out and support our Indians teams against the Redskins, plus two big games this Saturday. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here with... with Bubba making fun of our superintendent.
In a nice way.
Yeah. He meant it in a nice way.
Seriously, listen to
it. We have Mr. Brown with us, superintendent.
Seriously, though, Mr. Brown. My mic on?
Yeah. Yes. I had it down some.
How long you been in this gig so far here at Fort Recovery?
Here for 6 months, 7 months.
6 months. And I'll just say this, that you've been a perfect fit for us.
Oh.
And
enjoy it here.
And I think that you can just tell by. Absolutely.
Oh, sorry, Murphy. Now I have you on.
Yep. You know, you're at every event. You're just such a positive guy. And that really. I mean, kudos to you.
Well, good people here.
I'm a big fan.
It makes it pretty easy. So, thanks for the support that the community's given me.
Absolutely. So, just real quick summary of what's going on, or what we just talked about.
Well, I think, like I said, the exciting things are yet to come as far as at least getting some action plans for the district to make some improvements. It's a great district. I wouldn't have come here if it wasn't a good opportunity, but it's been reinforced some here. But to have some real specific things that we can work on, and that kind of guides the treasurer and myself on where we need to focus our attention to make sure our kids continue to learn and keep up with technology and all things going on.
All righty. Well, anything else you want to throw in there? Things that are coming up that we need to know about right now?
I'm going
to
head out and check the roads.
Nasty.
Yeah, right now they're not good. they're not good.
So, well, thanks again for having me.
I appreciate it. Again, we had insight with Mr. Larry Brown, our superintendent, and he went through some of the highlights on our state of the schools that we had last Friday during the chili supper, and the slides that he was talking about are available on the Fort Recovery Schools Facebook page, about five posts down right now, and if you wait a few days, it'll be a few more posts, but those slides are all there. You can kind of follow along and see what all's going on. So with that, we will take a quick break and be back with Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.